"No trouble at all," squeaked the head thief. "The king graciously desires it to be known," said Once, "that it would be pleased to receive coronation gifts from the population at large. Nothing complex, of course, simply any precious metals or gems they might have by them, and can easily spare. I should stress, by the way, that this is by no means compulsory. Such generosity as he is confident of expecting should be an entirely voluntary act." The chief assassin looked sadly at the rings on his fingers and sighed. The head merchant was already resignedly unshipping his gilt chain of office from around his neck. "Why, gentlemen," said Once, "this is most unexpected."
Said the Arch-Chancellor of Unseen University, "you will be, that is, I'm sure the king is aware that, traditionally, the university is exempt from all city levies and taxes."
He stifled a yawn. The wizards had spent the night directing their best spells against the dragon. It was like punching fog.
"My dear sir, this is no levy," protested Once. "I hope that nothing I have said would lead you to expect anything like that. Oh, no, no, any tribute should be, as I said, entirely voluntary. I hope that is absolutely clear."
"As crystal," said the head assassin, glaring at the old wizard.
"And these entirely voluntary tributes we are about to make, they go on the hoard," said Once.
"Ah,
well, I am positive the people of the city will be very generous indeed, once they fully understand the situation," said the head merchant. "I am sure the king will understand that there is very little gold in Ankh-Morpork."
"Good point," said Once. "However, the king intends to pursue a vigorous and dynamic foreign policy, which should remedy matters."
"Ah,"
the councillors chorused, rather more enthusiastically this time. "For example," Once went on, "the king feels that our legitimate interests in Quirm, Stolart, Pseudopolis, and Sort have been seriously compromised in recent centuries. This will be speedily corrected, and, gentlemen, I can assure you that treasure will positively flow into the city from those anxious to enjoy the king's protection."
The head assassin glanced at the hoard. A very definite idea formed in his mind as to where all that treasure would end up.
You had to admire the way dragons knew how to put the bite on. It was practically human.
"Oh," he said. "Of course, there will probably be other acquisitions in the way of land, property, and so forth, and the king wishes it to be fully understood that the loyal privy councillors will be richly rewarded."
"And, said the head assassin, who was beginning to feel that he had got a firm grip on the nature of the king's mental processes.
"No doubt the, privy councillors," said Once, "no doubt they will respond with even greater generosity in the matter of, for example, treasure."
"I am sure such considerations haven't even crossed the king's mind," said Once, "but the point is very well made."
"I thought it would be."
The next course was fat pork, beans and floury potatoes. More, as they couldn't help noticing, fattening food. Once had a glass of water.
"Which brings us on to a further matter of some delicacy, which I am sure that well-travelled broad-minded..."